But we've enjoyed this little make-believe as much as see them register from the furnaces here. But after they got talking about our heat going off, all of them, we thought maybe we'd better get us an electric heater. And if we needed it, well, we could have it. So we had it. Well, I had it run last year, but it didn't get the heater till this year. And my old furnace this year is still holding out, so we're hoping we don't have to do that.
Would you tell me now something about the different things you, in fact, let's start right from planting the corn and how you cultivate it and how you harvest it and how you have it ground and what you'd make out of it.
Well, the first thing that we plant in the garden ordinarily is our potatoes. And they'll get bitten down, but still, now this year they did. But you know, we go along and we set our strawberries out in our potato bed because they didn't come up too good, rows. Anyway, well, the top would be gone. And when we were setting our ice potatoes, I mean our strawberries out, we'd find ice potatoes down in there. You see, they had grown on. The top was bitten, but the potato had started enough till it grew on. Anyway, of course, all of them might not do that, but those did. Anyway, the corn is early. We planted it as early as we can, too. Used to, we planted in March, but a lot of times you can't do it so into the weather. But if you, the earlier plant corn, the better it is. But still, as we have roasting ears all the year round, which we did this year, even until the last day of October, we had roasting ears in the garden because we hadn't had that frost. See, it's come since then. And the real killing frost. We hadn't had no, we'd had ice a little bit, but not enough to damage it too much. But anyway, you plant your corn, and it's not too hard to manage. And then, well, since we've got ammonia, well, I use that. But a long time ago, we'd use the manure, you see, and chicken fertilizer is off good. See, there's where your nitrogen comes a lot.
I see.
And the sheep fertilizer, too, was off good. But you see, we had all those animals, and we didn't need them. Commercial fertilizer until here, since we've used so much that we have to have something else besides all of that, because we don't, the cattle on the fields fertilize it, and then you don't have to haul it out. Used to, we had to haul it. But now the corn, when it gets in the roasting ears, well, then we'd can it or make relish out of it. You make a good relish out of the corn, boil it, and then cut it off and use a lot of other things with it. And I make that too. But then you can make out of your, what? Well, you can out of the yellow corn. Make meal and hominy. I used to make a lot of hominy.
Did you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh.
Tell when me I had, about that process.
Uh-huh. Had old ash, the hickory ashes, and it made off good. And then I'd have ash hoppers that we'd make our soap out of those old ash light soap. And the mother never did have anything else but that when we was old kids. And we'd save our ashes, and as she did, and had a wooden trough. Well, it'd be an old tree, was what it was, old rotten tree. And then the planks of the would go down into that trough. And then she'd put straw around it, and then put those ashes in on that straw. And the water, then you pour water on it when you got ready to make. She'd keep it covered until she got ready to make the, because then the strength would all be gone. And
I
she'd
see.
Keep it until then, and then pour water on it. And the what run out, we'd have a big old, she had a little iron kettle that'd hold about 3 gallons. And that was what she let it drip in. And it'd drip, you know, it wouldn't run because it'd take time for it to, well, if you put too much water on it, it'd run. But anyway, why, it, that's, and then she'd take that and let it get hot. Then she put her